podcast viewfinder.
Master, I have... It's very bad news.
Ah, Shifu. There is just news. There is no good or bad.
Master, your vision. Your vision was right. Tai Lung has broken out of prison. He's on his way.
That is bad news.
Hey, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
And welcome to episode... Bum, bum, bum.
13.
Of Podcast Viewfinder.
Yeah, that's so...
Oh, man.
This is... I'm a little worried. Like, are we shitting... If you could see us right now... Chris and I were a little superstitious.
James is wearing garlic around his neck.
Uh-huh. Like, I don't even know why. Is that lucky?
No, it keeps vampires away.
That's true. And I got a steak in my hand, my left hand.
Is it medium well?
No, it's rare.
Oh, gosh.
Well, at least I don't have, like, a little four-leaf clover.
All right, that opening quote was, Kung Fu Panda...
Ooh,
which they just announced the first one.
That's the first one? Yeah.
But, well, because we're talking... If you're a first-time listener, Podcast Viewfinder is where we look at different worldviews and look at movies, music, pop culture stuff, the world around us, what's going on in the world, and how it pertains to worldview. Because we all come at the world and we have a view of what it is. And so I follow Jesus, so my worldview is a biblical worldview. But that quote is funny because like his worldview... Oogway, the turtle guy that turns into like flowers. Yeah, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Kung Fu Panda 1.
Ruined it for me.
So he, but he says, there's just news. There is no good or bad. And then he gets bad news and he's like, that is bad. Like his worldview changes. Like it's funny.
Yeah.
It's just interesting, right? Like,
yeah.
Because our worldviews do change. Like as we mature, as we get new information, as we hear things. It changes a lot. So
that was nice. That was a big old pause.
I thought you were talk, and I had
no. You were in mid sentence, and like usually people wait, but not Chris.
I'm practicing ventriloquism where I take a drink while still talking.
Ooh, that was really. It didn't work very well today, but next time.
But he's like, "There's no good or bad. Like that's his worldview." And it's funny because that's a kids' movie, right? It's pushing.
Yeah.
It pushes that worldview of
Buddhism.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. It's got Buddhist influences.
Overtones.
So.
Same with Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
Not Avatar The Blue People, but The Last Airbender cartoon.
I gotta be honest, I like the cartoon way more than The Blue People.
The cartoon is amazing.
It's so good.
They did make a movie of The Last Airbender.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was the worst movie.
I just watched the preview and I was like, this is terrible.
The preview was awesome. There's that giant wave. Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, there's another giant wave.
But it's funny, like kids shows and movies, like I've been watching a lot of kids movies and shows lately. Yeah, they push worldview.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. And so it's very important to know, like, where do you stand? Because you have these little influences that are going to push you a certain way, and you don't even realize it. And
right.
So that's what our podcast is all about.
Because I wouldn't let my kid watch Avatar The Last Airbender, because, it very much pushes a Buddhist worldview. Wait, chakras?
Buddhist spirituality.
Spirituality. Yeah, there's a spirit world. So, but, like, Sophia the First, that's like a princess show on Disney, but there's, like, a lot of magic, and it's, like, weird magic stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the... Oh,
not like Harry Potter magic?
Not like Frozen magic, where she's like, I was born with Frozen powers.
Yeah.
But it's like, I have an amulet that like, I can listen to animals, and then like, this guy's like always trying to steal the amulet. I don't know why, like, he thinks that amulet will make him take over the kingdom. But I guess you could talk to a bear.
You could talk to all the animals.
I'm like, hey, animals.
Like, you could talk.
Go attack the king.
I would give up. If I saw a army of bears.
Oh, yeah. The right to arm bears.
No. I'm fighting for that right too.
Hey, sitting in today, we have Corbin Schmitz. You can say hi.
Hi.
We didn't say his name 3 times. What was that laugh?
I'm
so excited. Girlish schoolgirl laughter. I don't know, but
kitty schoolgirl.
So yeah, Corbin is just—he's observing, but he may add his two cents to
our
four
guest
or
for
three
today.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can afford three.
Three.
I don't know.
But
we're still looking for sponsors for the show. So,
before I just want to, like, I don't know if apologize is the right word, but talk a little bit. So last week, we talked a lot about
Bachelorette.
K-Love. No.
Oh, K-Love.
And I don't want people to think, like, that I hate Christian music or Christian radio or whatever.
You do.
But I let it be known. I hate it. No.
No, he doesn't.
No, because Christian music was a great influence on my life growing up, and I want my students and like the youth of America to be able to listen to Christian radio and be like, oh, this is good, this is pushing stuff forward. Corbin here listens to a lot of alternative and screamo and different stuff. Like, he's never going to find that on K-Love, and not that they should play that, because that, again, that's not their audience and stuff, but I feel like some of the other Christian radio, Way FM, there's other stuff, like there's a station in town, there's just a local station from a church, and they play some stuff, but it's all, again, safe. Very safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do have one WYR, I think we talked about this last week. Like, they like, 69? Have edgy stuff.
96.9? 96.9,
yeah. The WYR. Yeah. But they have, like, a lot of alternative stuff. They play some good stuff. So
it's a cool channel.
Yeah, and it is RadioU.com. I didn't know. Like, last week, there's a different...
Okay.
Out of Columbus, Ohio, Radio U is an amazing Christian radio station. And so there are good Christian music radio stations out there. And I'm not saying K-Love's not a good Christian radio station. But, again, it's that safe...
They're just not pushing the envelope.
Yeah, they're not pushing anything forward. It's just kind of like, hey, this is what people like, and we're going to keep playing this.
Yeah.
But, again, like, so 96 does that, too. Like our pop stations, they play all the stuff that people like.
Yeah.
Right? They're not...
They know their audience.
Yeah. And so I never want to just bash things for the sense of bashing them, but I want to, like... So I hope it didn't come across too negative last week. But now we're back from our mission trip. We're
back in the studio.
Alert and awake.
We are, because I was about to fall asleep that last time. We don't have our special guest, but we would like to thank...
Jody, and Jeff for being on the show last week.
Yeah,
so
they were awesome.
If you didn't catch it, it was a kind of fun show. I enjoyed
having extra guests. All the way.
Yeah, Jody really likes The Bachelorette, so hopefully she got to catch up on it.
So Chris, today's a special day.
Episode 13.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I didn't know if we'd make it. You weren't talking about this, but I was thinking about this in my mind, how we were just going to skip 13 and move to 14. Right?
Yeah, because back in the day, like, buildings did that. They may still. Like, there's no floor 13.
Yeah, why would we want 13? So some people are like, what's wrong with 13? Why all the hate against 13?
Did you look that up? Because I don't know.
Nope.
Great. You just bring up something and you have no idea.
I wasn't even going to talk about why they hate it, but I was going to talk about superstitions. So some people have problems against 13, but you asked a good question. I didn't answer it, but I saw it. I actually stole your question on Facebook, and you asked people, what are their superstitions?
I did ask people what their superstitions were. So, so for you Facebook people, thanks for listening. We also got our first email. So if you want to write into the show, you can write in at podcast.
You could be the second email.
podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. Our first listener was Abby. She said, "This is the best podcast ever." It was all in capitals, and there were 3 exclamation points. So thanks, Abby. And then she wrote, "From the best audience ever," because she was listening to our show last week live in the room, like Corbin is. So so you can email us. You can tell us some of your superstitions or things that you want to tell us about worldview. I don't know. Whatever you want, you can tell us. So, so we asked people what their superstitions were. James, did you have any good ones?
Me?
Did anybody write any yet? Okay. I had a couple good ones, but I just looked up why 13 is superstitious.
Oh, I did too.
Some believe that is unlucky because of one of the 13, Judas Iscariot, was betrayer of Jesus Christ. And then Knights Templar on Friday the 13th, October 1307, Philip of France ordered the arrest of the Knights Templar, and most of the knights were tortured and killed. So, so there's some things like that. So, so
you're surrounding it are mainly Western constructs.
Western constructs. So, what is superstitions? Okay, so I looked up that word because it's a belief, right? Like it kind of goes with worldview because it's a belief or practice resulting from ignorance, fear of the unknown, trust in magic or chance, or a false conception of causation. So that just means like you believe something causes something, but there's no real relation to it, right? Like, the number 13, I'm not going to get married on Friday the 13th because that would be unlucky.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Except I did, and I have a great marriage. No, it wasn't Friday.
No, he doesn't have a great marriage.
I didn't get married on Friday the 13th. But, I mean, it's one of those things, right? Like, people think 13 is unlucky, so they're like, avoid it. Like, I don't know if it's true anymore, but there used to be buildings that didn't have a 13th floor because people were scared.
Well.
But the 14th floor became the 13th floor, right?
I know, like, from what I see from people and culture engaging in preventing superstitious ideas is they do it out of the idea of better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, yeah, I, so, it may not be, I may not get bad luck from walking under a ladder, but I'm not going to do it
because it's bad luck. It's just building up. It's like karma. It's going to build up and pile on top of you one day. You're like, why?
I broke so many mirrors as a kid.
Yeah, and you walked under so many ladders, of which I recently did. I thought about that on Friday. I was at Guitar Center, and they had a ladder, and I was like, I should walk around that. And I didn't. I walked back and forth.
And then
like,
you got a flat tire.
This isn't so bad.
You got a flat tire.
No, I knocked over a drum kit.
Did you really?
So no.
I didn't pay attention. Somebody smashed a guitar over your head as soon as you walk under.
What is going on?
But, yeah, so superstitions are like, it's based on our worldview. Because either something has happened or somebody's told us something that's like an old wives' tale or whatever. So let's hear from some of our Facebook friends. So... Can I read their first and last name? So, Chelsea, I'll just read first
names. Yeah, just first name.
So, she said, my question is, what are some superstitions you have? She said, our officiant talking about superstitions 2 weeks before the wedding, the worst superstition of them all. So that's a person in her, I'm marrying her, but like her and my friend. Yeah, I'm officiating their wedding, so Chelsea and Dave are getting married in 2 weeks. And so she's like, now I'm superstitious because my officiant is talking about superstition before my wedding day. There's a lot of ones around weddings, right? Like, you're supposed to wear something borrowed.
Well, yeah,
something
because
blue
that's a really important deal. Like,
yeah, you don't want to mess up. You can't see the bride in her dress before. I did. We got our pictures, and I saw Angela in her dress before.
And that explains why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that explains your child.
That explains why our kid is so crazy. Yeah. She'd have been a normal kid.
She turned out crazy.
So yeah. Okay. So Jessica, your sister, she says sports ones. Like if you won in a certain uniform, you have to keep wearing that one, even if you have others, or one dugout is your winning dugout, etc. There are tons of those coaches prescribe to. Yeah, sports ones are weird, too, because I've heard of, like in the World Series, like, they'll wear the same pair of socks, or they'll get up at the exact same minute of every day, and, like...
I have never washed this pair of socks in the past 12 years.
Yeah, but here's the thing, you can't disprove it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be like, well, that doesn't work. And why not?
You don't want to be the guy to...
Because like, sports and stuff is a mental game. Like, a lot of it's, like, mental stuff, and so you're like, they just do crazy stuff. Angela... My first wife, she said, if I don't check my back seat, I know there will be a zombie there, so I must check it every time.
She's crazy. Do you realize that when you married her?
So, when I say my first wife, she's my only wife.
No, there's a reason why she's your first wife.
Yeah, because she's my first wife. First and only. But yeah.
She's a zombie.
But she checks the back seat for zombies.
That's not real. She's
she does.
Crazy.
She really does.
Wow.
Every time. Barbara, this is my aunt, always throw a pinch of salt over my left shoulder if I spill the salt, or if any drops out while I'm filling the shaker. Who's the idiot that threw the salt shaker?
Man.
So, supposedly, no, supposedly, so here's what she says, she does, supposedly blinds the devil sitting on your left shoulder who made you spill it. Like, that's what she heard. But that's like, wait, that's...
Is it on the left or the right?
Islam, right? I don't know. So she said, no idea why. I guess I saw a grandparent or someone do it when I was young. I've actually thought about it more than once when I've done it and remind myself that it's silly, but I have to do it anyway. So, yeah. Do you do that? Do you throw salt over your shoulder?
Salt shaker.
I know. Who's the idiot?
Okay.
Don't step on a crack or you'll break your mother's back. Cheryl said that. John said, if I wake up on an odd minute, I have to go back to sleep and attempt to try again until I get an even number. I repeat this until I do. Unfortunately, this caused me to be late dozens of times, sometimes by hours, and I fear I may lose my job soon. You ask, why not set an alarm for an even number? Well, that's a good question, and the answer is simple. You can't cheat in this game. And then hashtag, man, that escalated quickly, and hashtag, yep.
All right.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, we've got a few more. We'll talk about the other ones in a few minutes. But okay, so there's a website, 13 Strange Superstitions.
Yeah.
So one is...
Stylist.
Yeah, and they're like old... It's like some are like dating centuries ago, and some are from around the world. So one was in ancient Britain. They thought you could stay forever young by carrying an acorn in their pocket. So women would carry an acorn in their pocket. Like, I'm actually 400 years old, and I carried that tradition over from the motherland.
You look
and
really good.
I have an acorn in my pocket. Nobody's known that about me.
I'm gonna steal it.
Yeah, it's not a tumor. It's an acorn. All right.
Well, how about the one where you don't chew gum at night in Turkey?
You know why they say not to do that?
Why?
Because they say that you're actually chewing the flesh of the dead.
Wow, where does that
come from? Probably an old one. I don't know if that's old or not. Some of these are weird, but
it's an old Indian story.
So don't eat lettuce if you want to have children.
Man, so I feel like that somebody just didn't want to be healthy. They're like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna make this up.
Because what if you're having honeymoon salad? Lettuce alone.
Yeah,
and then you don't have children, so maybe that's where it came from.
Does it just mean like no lettuce at all, or just like straight lettuce?
I don't know. A book on plant lore suggests that lettuce was detrimental to childbearing because it was a sterile plant. So I don't know what that means. Yep. All right, James, what should you never give somebody as a present?
Gloves. Gloves.
You can, but you got to get something in return. So if I give you a pair of gloves, you have to give me a present back because you both have bad luck.
Well, I don't want to give you a present.
So
what about the often important meeting? Look out for a goat.
Oh, no, but it says, I never heard this before, but goats have been associated with debauchery, lust, and the devil for thousands of years. Okay, I guess
thousands. How did you not know that?
But it also absorbs evil or harm, so you want to see a goat because then it like takes the harm.
Unless it's hit its limit. Its capacity.
How much harm can a goat take?
Probably not a whole lot.
Maybe 10 harms.
I like this one. Okay. So I'm... an awkward silence means an angel is passing over. So, I try to go for silence a lot.
I just think an angel flew over.
Did you feel that?
I feel
it. Corbin, did you feel that?
I did. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I can feel it. So, I always heard when there's a lull in the conversation, someone thinks of Abraham Lincoln. So, every 7 minutes, supposedly like in a social setting, every 7 minutes there's a lull in the conversation. And during that lull, someone thinks of Abraham Lincoln.
Huh.
Now, if you didn't before, you will now.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about Abraham Lincoln for, it's now been 10 years. Like, it was in college where I learned that, and every time, like, I met a...
Every 7 minutes.
It's just in a social setting, like, you'll be talking, you know, and then just, like, that long pause, and then somebody just go, Abraham
Lincoln. Four score!
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. This is dumb. If your skirt turns up, you'll receive a new dress. So if you, like, sit down... If you sit down wrong, and it bends your skirt backwards...
Yeah.
Like, and then you stand up, and then your skirt's like kind of sticking up a little bit in the back. Like, it says you'll get a new dress. That's stupid. Some of these are dumb, but this one, that's the next one. What should you eat at midnight? So, you can't eat chew gum,
but you can eat grapes.
Yeah, at midnight.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve in Spain, not everyone kisses as the clock strikes 12. The superstitious eat 12 grapes at midnight for 12 months of good luck.
Wow, that's a lot of grapes.
12 grapes?
12 grapes.
That's not a lot of grapes.
Yeah, it is. At midnight for 12 months.
No, they eat 12 grapes at midnight on New Year's, and then it gives them luck for the next 12 months.
Oh, here I was thinking 12 grapes every night for 12 months at midnight. 12, 12, 12. And I'm like, man, lucky.
Spain must have lots of grapes.
They do. They make a lot of wine. Everybody. We're wasting all our grapes on people.
Need good luck. Wait, so this brings up a good point. Do you eat anything on New Year's Day to bring good luck?
Nope.
I guess this goes to one of my superstitions. So my mom makes, it's called Hoppin' John. It's spinach, black beans, rice, and ham.
Way too healthy.
It's gross. And so we put lots of hot sauce on it, me and my dad, to make it
palatable. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, actually, Cholula, or whatever, how you say it. But it's one of those things, like, you have to eat it, because, like, the spinach is, like, wealth. The ham is health, for some reason. Huh. Black beans are... digestive health. I don't know. Like, one's like riches, health, money.
You gotta hit it all.
Like everything. So,
So the number 12. This one's interesting. You're
like skipping way down. Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't like the other. Okay.
What?
Well, number 11 sounds cool. Here we go. For all those people who are waiting, tuck your thumbs in if you pass a graveyard.
And this is interesting. Of why this is a Japanese superstition. Because the Japanese word for thumb literally translates as parent finger. And so by hiding it, you are protecting your parents from death.
So if you see a lot of people walking by and they're sticking their thumbs out, they want the parents to die.
Like, yeah, if you walk
come on!
That's why the Fonz never walk by a graveyard. Hey! Nobody's gonna get that reference. There's like five people. Yeah, oh, man.
What about number 12?
If a bird poos on your house, you'll be rich.
I'm not rich yet.
So this is a Russian belief, though. So this is a Russian superstition. So if a bird poops on you, your car, your property, it's good luck. It may bring you riches. The more birds involved, the richer you'll be.
Oh, I feel like that's somebody... Hey, you should...
Yeah, based on the other day, like, some bird must have eaten X-Lax and flew over my car, because, like, I'm going to be, like, super
dude,
rich.
Dude, mine! Me too!
Man.
That just begs the question of, do they not have that many birds flying by or anything, or is everybody rich?
It was a big joke. Somebody's like, you know what would be funny? If we told this person if they get a lot of poop on them, that they'll be rich!
So some guy's, like, rolling.
Yeah, he's like, come on, pigeons!
Pigeons! But, okay, go back to the graveyard one. Did you ever, like, hold your breath going by a graveyard?
No, wait. I hold a breath going over a bridge.
I hold a breath of going over a bridge.
Yeah, too, just for fun.
Because the bridge doesn't collapse.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't know
why. I do it not to keep the bridge, but if it does collapse, you'll have air. You'll be ready for it.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's why I would do it.
I won't be ready for it because then you're already out of breath.
Breath!
Because scream like a little girl if the bridge collapses.
We laughed like one earlier, so.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you didn't like number 10? Okay, pass a newborn baby through a rind of cheese.
That's weird.
This is genius. Okay,
how's that genius?
This is medieval England. Like, when a woman got pregnant, they would make groaning cheese. The mother would make groaning cheese.
Because mothers groan.
No, it's haunted.
They don't.
Because you ate it and it tastes so bad. Because for 9 months, so they make this large wheel of cheese that matured for 9 months as the baby grew. And then
how long
they,
does cheese take to?
Well, this one takes 9 months. Have you seen those Nabisco commercials where they,
no.
For Cheez-Its, they want their cheese to mature. And that one's like telling jokes and putting signs on his back. So that's like this one's a mature cheese.
Mature cheese.
So the cheese would mature as long as the baby was growing. And then when she gave birth, then they would all, like, she would give pieces of cheese to everybody, but the rind. Because, like, you know, like, there's the casing of cheese.
Yeah.
And then they would pass the baby through it on their christening day. It means they'd be blessed to have a... Like, dude,
weird.
If we have another kid, I want to do
what's stopping you now?
I know, but I'm going to, like... I want groaning cheese.
Because
the mother, yeah.
What about your wife? Doesn't she ever say so in this?
Yeah, she's going to make it, because I don't know how to make groaning cheese. She
does
all that weird stuff.
Big.
She's making the baby and the groaning cheese? I mean...
Hey, that's how they did it in medieval England, and by golly, we're going to practice their traditions.
So,
I mean, my traditions, because I'm from there, with my acorn pocket.
All right, come on now.
All right. Let's go. So here's some more from Facebook. So,
you got more.
Rachel says, never sit your purse on the floor or you will become poor. I guess superstitions have to rhyme.
Yeah. Well, somebody's going to, like, steal it. So that's probably why. That's actually just smart living right there. That's not even superstition.
So Melody says her husband Marty believes that too. And hers are the coins found are from loved ones from heaven. So
basically, if I never find coins, the people in heaven are cheap.
That or they're not in heaven.
Wow.
None of James's family.
We've been doing it wrong for a long time. That's not good. That's the real reason why I became a pastor.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I'm bound to get into heaven. Sorry, Jesus.
Because apparently in heaven, they have American currency, which is great to know. So, my computer phone was ringing. yeah, it's good to know, though, right? So, like, if you can't take it with you, but if you can, at least they use American currency. Because I imagine, like, the exchange rate in heaven is not good. So, just kidding. It's 777. Speaking of that, my lucky numbers.
666?
This is Ashley. She says her lucky numbers are 14 and 7. When I see it everywhere, it is a sign something good is about to happen.
Isn't that everybody's lucky numbers?
No.
7 and 14? 7 is. Everybody calls 7.
I don't know.
Mine's number 1.
16.
Because I'm number 1.
My lucky
number. I just figured, isn't the whole lucky 7s and stuff, isn't that just like slot machines?
Lucky 7s, yeah. The Japanese one is 8. Or not Japanese, Chinese. 8 is their lucky number.
Hmm.
That's why we have a restaurant in town called Mati 888 China Bistro. Because the 8838
is even
more lucky.
We've got a number here over at where we work.
Yeah. The last four digits are 8888.
Yeah.
Because we're lucky.
Yeah.
The Lord's luck is on
our
side.
You're eating Chinese.
So lucky 7s, I don't know. I mean,
you're Chinese, right?
Yeah, I'm part Chinese because I have a Chinese daughter.
Yeah, you just adopted her.
Break a mirror, 7 years bad luck. That was Andrew. So that one.
7 years bad luck? Man, that's a bummer.
I know. 7 years.
Right. Some people's lucky number 7, so it's like a slap in the face.
What about the movie Lucky Number 11? Didn't see it, but it sounded terrible.
That sounded really bad.
So, let us know some of your superstitions by writing it at podcastviewfinder.
And the next time
at gmail.com, and we'll read some up next time or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I find it funny that do you have any superstitions? Like anything you're like?
I don't like the number 666.
Yeah, but is that more of like a religious belief, or is that a?
Well, yeah, I was like, that's the devil's number. I don't want that locker number. In school, I'd be like, man, I hope they don't have it. And somebody said they got rid of it. And one day I was walking by, and it was still there. So I'm like, you know what? They lied to me.
Maybe it came back.
Maybe it did.
What if you went to school and that was the only locker number?
It's a nightmare. Not use it. I just carry my stuff around all day. It probably was a teleportation device to hell or someplace. Right? I mean, like, open it up, and it's like to another world. Instead of Narnia world, it's like...
It's like a walk-in closet to hell.
Like, yeah, I don't want to go there.
It's like the Ghostbusters refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. See, nobody wants that.
Was that Ghostbusters 2 or 1?
I think it was 2.
We opened the refrigerator and the portal.
No, wait. That was 1.
I don't know. I don't remember 2.
It was 1. 2 was the painting. 1 was the tower.
Yeah, and so, it was the refrigerator. Yeah, and the where like her eggs would fry or whatever.
Yep.
I could go back and watch that. That might be scary.
The third one's going to come out eventually. So.
All right. Superstitions. I don't know that I have like any like real ones. Like the Papa John thing, I'll eat it, but I don't know that I have any. That's more. I don't know. That's more like a tradition than a superstition, because I don't believe that's really going to give me good luck or health or whatever.
Sure.
So, but
it's obviously not working yet.
Yeah, I'm doing this thing. All right. So just kidding. I love you guys.
Millions and millions of listeners.
Yeah. Speaking of being a listener, if you can. Leave us some feedback on iTunes.
A review.
A review.
Yeah, good review.
A good review. We have 1 5-star review, so that's good.
That is good.
Okay. Another podcast that I listened to that's apparently really popular, like I looked in his reviews, and he only had like 180-something.
Carrie Newhoff?
Yeah. Carrie Newhoff's Leadership Podcast, which is fantastic. You should listen to that. So this one, you should listen to both, but that one's really good. It's more.
I mean, this is more useful. This one,
yeah. But his podcast, yeah, it only had... Like, I thought he was going to have, like, thousands of reviews, and he didn't even have 200.
And he plugs it every single week.
So I think you guys need to go and make that for us. So,
yeah.
Okay, so.
All right. So, earlier we talked about bears. The rights aren't bears, right?
We did talk about bears.
Did we?
Yeah.
Right to bear arms.
Right to bears. Armed bears.
Armed bears. And then we talked about armies. Well, last week.
What?
Or 2 weeks ago, we talked about this sweet movie that just came out. It's been a couple weeks. It's been in the box office. Oh, wait. It's time for our segment.
Of.
Goes the culture. That's a Jurassic World.
Oh, man.
This movie. I liked it a lot.
So it's still number one.
It's still number one. It's destroying everything. It's brought in over $1 billion worldwide.
54 million this weekend.
Yeah, so it's dropped like 50%. Dang. It's been pretty consistent.
Inside Out's been out 2 weeks now, right?
Yeah, it's number 2.
So 52, like Inside Out almost surpassed it this week. So
I don't think it is going to, though.
I don't know. It's good. So 52, Ted 2 was out in third place. Why, like, that movie, the first one got bad reviews, right? Like, I don't even know why that movie exists.
It's all about money.
The first one got, like, really, really mediocre reviews, from what I remember, but, like, everybody's watched it since then, and it's one of those movies, like, it's popular, but nobody has any idea why.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I was trying to think of it like Titanic. I don't know. Like,
that's
why?
A really popular movie.
Yeah, the boat sinks. Spoiler alert. So, I don't know. So,
Jurassic Park, though. I'm Jurassic
okay,
World.
Jurassic World. Okay, wait. This, spoiler alert for Jurassic World, because we're going to say a plot point that...
It's very important.
We didn't talk about a few weeks ago. It's a dumb plot point. So
yeah,
if you haven't seen it yet, then one, what are you doing with your life? But two, you may want to fast forward like 2 minutes or five.
Also, we don't endorse any of the stuff we talk about. So we are not saying, hey, go out and watch this. You should talk about it. Review it. See if it really lines up with something you want to watch.
Your worldview.
Yeah. It is pretty great.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah, it's got dinosaurs.
There's a few bad words. There's not much gore
in it either. No, not really. There's a little bit of blood.
A little bit of blood.
So, big plot point.
Yeah.
Big plot point.
Implied gore, and I like that.
Yeah. It's implied gore. I don't want to see real gore. I want to imagine it in my mind.
Well, yeah, that's why the first Alien movie was so scary. Because you, like, hardly ever see the alien, and you just, like,
I haven't seen the first Alien.
What?
Movie. Yeah.
Again. Anything to say on here? We're not recommending stuff we may have seen.
A Christian.
Yeah, but you watch stuff and you go back later and watch. You're like, oh, I didn't remember any of that, or oh, that's what that meant. So, all right. So what you're Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. So there's raptors, Blue and Alpha and Charlie.
Yeah.
And so the whole there's this big plot of making a raptor army. Right?
Velociforce, yeah.
Yeah, Velociforce. I don't think they called that. I think you came up with that.
I did.
It's good. Velociforce.
Me and Andy Reese.
So they're saying, why send in soldiers when we can send in a pack of our raptors?
Yeah. Because, if I'm, fighting an army, I'm, shooting, and all of a sudden a raptor comes running at me, I'm like, I'm done. I can't beat this.
I know. And
especially if it has a rocket strapped to its back.
Hello.
They can control. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, James, do you think if we actually were able to clone dinosaurs and make dinosaurs, sending them off to war would be a good use of dinosaurs?
I don't think it would work out because the animal activists, right? They'd be like, you know what? Dinosaurs are people too.
Yeah.
The future's robots, but then you won't be able to use those because activists, hey, they have a conscience.
Artificial intelligence.
We're just going to have peace all over the world.
One more thing for the general public majority to complain about. Oh, we're abusing dinosaurs and their rights.
I know, but then you're like, okay, but it's also saving human lives, so it's saving Americans if I send
a
dinosaur.
What's a human?
Okay, so here's the thing. When we pull all our soldiers, here's what I imagine. We pull all our soldiers out of Afghanistan and just drop a parachute. It'd be like Operation Dumbo Drop it with raptors.
10,000 raptors?
Oh, wipe out a country.
Yeah! They'd be so fast.
But then how do you, then what do you do?
Dude, we're on an island over here. We're okay. Can they swim? I don't even know. Can raptors swim?
Didn't you see Jurassic Park 2 where the T-Rex gets on a boat and sails?
Yeah, but
he's like, hey, I'm going to
run. Just,
that was a T-Rex. It's not a raptor.
I'm just going to say right now, if I were up against that, I'd be raising my white flag like a worship leader at a youth conference.
See?
But how would you do that, though? You can't surrender to a raptor. That's the thing.
It's the thought that counts.
Hey,
Chris.
Hey now.
Clever girl. two go on the side and eat you.
Man, I really liked him. I didn't want him to die. He didn't die in the book.
Muldoon or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Which one?
Jurassic Park.
The first one?
Yeah.
Spoiler
alert.
Yeah, because he didn't know the power of training raptors.
Yeah,
I know.
Come on, Chris Pratt's better than him.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Chris Pratt is awesome.
I know. He can train raptors and tell jokes on Parks and Rec. So.
And he can fly
and he saved the galaxy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's listening to an awesome
Star-Lord. I know. I'm excited about the second one of that movie because.
Never heard of him.
Come on, man.
So, yeah, good movie.
What happened?
Angel just passed. Sorry. Did you not feel it? No. Gosh, you guys, maybe you're not.
The angel. Continuing with movies.
Yeah.
There's a reason we read the Kung Fu Panda quote at the beginning.
Because a new movie's coming out!
Kung Fu Panda 3!
Yeah!
Kung Fu Panda. That's how excited I am. I've been told if I was a cartoon character, I'd be Po from Kung Fu Panda.
Is that the big...
That's the main guy. Because he's fat. It's Jack Black Fury. Why would that be? Oh, because you're fat. Thanks.
Wow, man. People are nice.
Then I do a Kung Fu Panda kick in their face.
You're funny, too, though. So it's not just the fat. You're funny.
I think you said
fat and funny.
And you kind of look like Jack Black.
You said it's not just the fat. Thanks, James.
I'm trying to make you feel better about yourself. Hey, but...
Are you saying you can't feel better about yourself?
Yeah, yeah. No, you can't.
I'm trying to make
He is making wiser choices with his food.
Sort of, yeah.
Not today. Whatever, you went to Chinese.
Yeah, but I got white rice and I got grilled chicken and not the fried chicken. So, and green beans.
Man, he's healthy.
Completely. So Kung Fu Panda 3, I'm excited about it because I love the Kung Fu Panda.
We don't know who the enemy is. We don't know anything from the trailer.
I know. We know his dad is back. But that was the end of the second one. Like you said, after the credits, his dad, like,
was my son. What was the second one about?
The second one was the, where he goes, like, and fights that guy, the peacock.
Huh.
That one's good.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh,
man, I just remember the first one.
The second
How old
one
is that one?
I don't know. But they're great. I like those movies.
Man, I love movies. An angel. Like,
what? You can't make a statement and then just stop. So you love movies. Why do you love movies? Or what did you see recently?
Did you know that we were talking about this? You can buy a $30 movie pass.
But this is just isn't where we are.
And this is all over.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, so you can get a $30 movie pass subscription.
But who does it? That's the thing. Like, because it's different. It's multiple theaters. So how would?
I guess it's everybody partners, and you can sign up for this thing. But how cool is that? I pay $30 a month, and I can go see unlimited movies.
What about IMAX?
No, you have to pay. It's just 2D. So you have to pay extra.
What about Royal Suite?
No, that's just here.
There's Royal Suites everywhere. I don't know if it's called Royal Suites.
I don't know if they call it that.
For us, the Royal Suites are it's like the recliner, and they feed you while you
eat. Maybe FB 18.
Or while you eat. They feed you while you eat. It's crazy.
Is it 21 or 18?
21, I think, because they have alcohol. It might be 18.
It's 18 now.
Okay.
It was 21, I believe.
Okay, 18. That's good.
But there you go. So, how about that? I don't know if you're going to buy it. Corbin was saying he might pick it up because he's young. We're talking about that because a certain audience can't.
Well, yeah, because we don't see enough movies now. Yeah.
And you have kids. You don't have a life.
There are some weeks that I go and I see at least one or two movies a week. But it's either with friends or sometimes I'll go by myself or I'll go with my dad or something.
If you're going to the movies alone, James also likes that, so maybe you guys can go to the movies alone together.
Go alone together.
You can go alone.
I don't go with people.
I know.
Why would I go with people? I'm not going to go and you know that you're going alone too, because that's...
So we sit in different parts of the theater and act like we don't see each other.
I don't want to know anybody there.
No, I
have a hood.
I'll wear
my head.
I'll wear a fake mustache, and you'll be like, "That looks a lot like somebody I know." And I'll be like, "I don't know who you're
talking
about." Yeah. Hey, if that guy was a cartoon character, he'd be fat and funny. That's gotta be Chris.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about. I have a mustache. Yeah. I have a deep voice.
My cover's blown.
We're on for deals." What accent could I get away with? That's what I thought about, because I'm like, there's places I want to go
and
not be recognized.
Indian accent.
Indian accent? Can't do it. I can't
do it. What was that?
What movie are you seeing?
That's the worst.
That's the worst accent.
What accent were you using the other day when we were shooting In the Know?
Harry Carey.
Harry Carey.
Hi. All right, I'm not
I think you're better Indian. I think you're more funny.
As an Indian?
Yeah, you should just speak Indian for the rest of the show.
All right, so, James, what music was out this week?
Oh, See You Again?
This is the worst.
Okay. Still number one.
All right, so See You Again.
It's still number one. I listened to it.
It's one of those songs now that's reached its peak, I think. It's like, it's on so much that when it's on, I just turn it. Because I'm like, I don't want to hear this again.
I'm done with it. I listened to it recently.
See You Again. Yeah, but I'm not going to hear you again. And I turn it off.
Right. But we did find a new song. You found a new song.
I did not know.
Destiny. Because every time.
I did not know about the song. Yeah, when we were on the mission trip last week in Fort Wayne, every time we'd get in the van, the song would be on. And like, our whole van would just scream it out. This is my fight song. Prove I'm all right.
Can you sing
song.
That in Indian?
Take back my life song.
That's not Indian. This is a really high. You just
my
every Indian person speaking
up.
In a high voice, don't you?
Hello. Oh, you get Prince on this show to do an Indian accent. I can't do one. All right, but fight song.
He doesn't know how.
I don't know who's by. I haven't listened to all the lyrics because I scream out the chorus. That's all I know. This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. My power's turned up. And then this goes on from there. I don't know. But she says, I'm a small match, but I'll make an explosion. And I'm like screaming. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. Who sings that song? Fight song. Is it Rachel Platten? I don't know who that is.
New artist.
Is she?
I don't know. New to me.
Yeah, new to me. As NF would say, like, these artists that are new to you have been at it for years. So... Yeah, Rachel Blanton.
Do a better job.
I'll look up the lyrics later because we'll talk about it more. Yeah. Because we got
to keep going.
We got to get some more stuff.
We got a lot, so got some deep stuff.
Deep stuff. We are going to talk about some stuff going on in culture in a few moments. We didn't say anything that we're talking about on the show today, so thank you for staying tuned. We are going to play In Chocolate again in a little bit because back by popular demand.
I had a lot of people say they wanted it. So here we go.
George Clooney wrote in and was like, "Hey, can you guys play In Chocolate again? That was the funniest thing I've heard." All right, what?
So, what?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Well, you said so, like you were going
to... I don't know. I say that word a lot.
So, all right. Well,
I like sewing.
Are we going to switch topics? Is that what
we are. Okay. We do have to... We got to get on it eventually. So,
yeah.
Today we wanted to talk... So, recently...
The Supreme Court.
Supreme Court. Yeah, they ruled on something big. Actually, this is huge. And so, it challenges some people's worldview. Like, where do you stand on this?
Yeah.
And it's divided families. It's divided a lot of people.
So wait, before you like completely tune out and stop the podcast, like we're going to talk about it more objectively from like what it means for worldview, and we're not necessarily going to say our opinions and stuff. I don't know, you might, but I'll probably keep it more like broad of just like what this means for worldviews.
Yeah, so the different worldviews. So if you hold this sort of worldview,
what does this mean?
Yeah, for you, or if you're, follower of Jesus, what worldview? Like, how does that affect you?
Yeah, and if we can start, I want to start off with a quote from one of our students. This is on Facebook, so it's on the World Wide Web. He put it out for everybody to see because people were asking him. But he's one of our incoming college freshmen.
Yeah, good young man.
Yeah, but he just said, you know, like at first he just said, you know, people want to ask my opinion and stuff. But I'm not reading the whole entire quote, but just this part. He says, "What I have a problem with are those that have faith in God and yet still support same-sex marriage. Everything that you believed in does not matter to you anymore. I know that sounds morbid, but you can't compromise something that was strictly forbidden according to your belief. I can admit that I'm not the most perfect man of faith. I commit sin, confess, and repent from it, but I don't support sin. Committing and supporting sin are two completely different things."
Yeah.
So he's saying if you have a biblical worldview, that you can't support same-sex marriage and say that you're a follower of Christ. Like he said, those two things are incompatible.
Yeah.
So,
That's intense.
It is. It was interesting because he's also somebody that when he said that, I was surprised that he made that statement because as he said, like he has a lot of friends in the gay community and stuff. And so, but that's like a big statement. And so, but his worldview is saying like, hey, these two things can't line up. Now I know that I have like friends on both sides of the issues that are like, okay, I can be gay and be a Christian because, you know, God is love and he wants us to love and there's that kind of thing. And so there are people that would disagree with that statement.
Yeah.
So one of the things for me, though, that I have, this goes back to the argument side of things. Like, when somebody states their opinion, mm-hmm. like, in a fashion like this.
Yeah.
So, but then somebody, like, gets on and, like, just swears and yells at him for expressing his opinion on something. But it's like, wait, you're saying that you can say whatever you want about this issue as long as you're in favor of it. But if I say the opposite, then I can't say that. But so it kind of seems like a double standard.
Like, I know I've had more than my fair share of run-ins with people that, like, but before I say any of this, like, I have a lot of, you know, gay friends and things like that. And I don't have a problem with the people. I just don't necessarily condone what they do. Like, they'll be like, well, why can't you just be accepting of, you know, what, you know, us being gay, or, like, why can't you just be accepting? I'm like, why can't you just be accepting that I believe what I believe and you believe what you believe? Like, it's, like, we're, you know, we're called bigots and say that, you know, we hate, you know, the idea of being tolerant of other people, but there's no tolerance for, you know, us having our own individual beliefs.
Yeah. And that's kind of the part of what I get from Facebook, which isn't the best place to argue. Or
what are you talking about? It's great.
It's the only place to argue. But yeah, it's one of those things, right? That I'm like, it's just kind of, it's funny to watch like people that are like, oh, we're so loving and accepting, and then all of a sudden, like somebody disagrees with them, and they're like, you're an idiot and bigot, and why don't you see it my way? Like, whoa. So, but I don't like it's on both sides too, like because there's some Christians, I'm gonna put that in quotes, out there that are saying pretty harsh things too that shouldn't be said as well. So, I don't know, it's an interesting topic because, what James, what you were saying about defining marriage, like defining humanity almost, right?
Yeah.
Do you have something to add to that or
no?
Okay. No, but yeah, because it's like a. So what I like, I was talking with some people earlier, and I was talking about like it comes down to morality, right? Like this is a it's pretty much a moral issue.
Yeah.
Like that's why people are upset about it. I don't know that it's like I don't think like you know gay rights or that like, that's kind of like a side issue. Like the main issue is morality. Like what's right and wrong.
Yeah.
And so when it comes down to homosexuality, especially like the main arguments are like oh the Bible, right? Like the Bible says certain things about homosexuality, and then some people are well the Old Testament, and the Old Testament says that you can't have tattoos or you can't have two different kinds of cloth in your clothes, like you can't have yeah. like 50% polyester and 50% cotton, or you can't like,
that's 100% sin.
Oh good. But like yeah they say like you can't you know there's rules on mildew, there's like all these rules, but like the rules were like to govern a people, right? Like, so there's like, yeah, you can't eat pork, you can't eat certain things. Like, yes, there's those kind of laws, but then you have to look at like what was contextual for that people group and then what was like, what is truth, right?
Eternal.
Yeah. Yeah, what's eternal and what's, and so, yeah, but along those lines, you could say, well, that's a, that was a cultural thing that wasn't accepted back then. So, but I kind of would say it was more accepted in the Roman culture than,
yeah, I mean, the older guys would have. Relations with the younger guys, so
in the army, yeah, the army thing, because it was like to bond them together. Yeah, it was
kind
of weird. Yeah,
I know it is weird, but they would still, you'd have these guys and they'd do that, but they'd still be married. It wasn't, they wouldn't identify as being homosexual, which has become an identity nowadays.
Yeah,
which back then it wasn't. It's just this is something we do, which is why the Bible doesn't refer to people as oh you're a homosexual. It talks about homosexuality as an act,
right?
And so. Like, hey, this is a sexual immoral, like, this is sexual immorality. And so nowadays, I think the biggest problem is it's so associated with who I am that you're saying I'm a bad person.
Right. Yeah.
And, so and that's me. And that's when people argue, well, God made me this way, or lots of different things. And so people don't want to be held in the light of sinners or evil or
right.
problems.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But I, what, like, what it kind of comes back to, yeah, is like, if I'm, as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, like, at times I think people say, oh, all Christians believe this way, or all Christians, like, hate gay people. So, like, that's not true.
Yeah.
Like, followers of Christ, like, we're called to love.
Yeah.
Our neighbors as ourselves. And, but at the same time, like, there's grace and truth, right? Like, so there has to be truth. And if like, homosexuality is a sin, like, if it is something that's wrong, then that's something that, like, we have to address as a church, as followers of Christ. But at the same time, that doesn't mean... And that's the thing, like, that one sin or issue, like, gets called out, right? And then so people are like, oh, well, Christians all hate these people. Like, yeah, well, we also aren't for, like, liars. It's a, like, you don't see people like, I'm going to lie, and those Christians can't stop me. Like, nobody's debating that. Like, oh,
Supreme Court's going to pass. Everybody's allowed to lie.
Yeah, I know. And so this becomes, like, one issue, and it becomes, like, this, like, that's the sticking point. So everybody asks, like, oh, what do you think about this one issue? And it's like, well, sin is sin, but I think what this Supreme Court ruling is doing is kind of saying, well, it's not sin. It's okay. Like, this is like a... So everybody's like kind of like, okay, well, what do we have to do? So
that right there is going to essentially amongst the conflict that usually arises between, you know, like a secular and like a Christian worldview, like that often conflicts. But what that's going to do is going to break down the barriers of what people that don't necessarily follow the Bible or what the Bible says, it's going to break down what it means to sin or what sin is in that context. Because if we can take things that, you know, are said in the Bible to be sexual immorality and like make it somebody's identity and say, well, this is who they are, this isn't a sin.
Right.
Then what else can we, you know, twist to that point of, you know, acceptance.
Yeah. So people have been okay with sexual immorality for I mean, that's been the push, like people living together, sleeping together before they're married.
Yeah, like homosexuality is just one facet.
Yeah, it's one of the many. It's, hey, let's do all this. What? And it's all in this seeking of something besides God. So I'm trying to seek out something besides God.
So I found this blog. It's a guy named Dan Phillips. The blog is called Pyromaniacs. But he He talks about, like, okay, on a lot of these talk shows and stuff, when there's a Christian on there or something, or a follower of Christ, they'll ask him, like, hey, what do you think about homosexuality? Or what do you think about traditional marriage? Or what do you think about wifely submission? Like, there's all these, yeah, these hot topics. And he says, he's like, well, you're asking me about this issue, but I think, like, he's like, I've got something more offensive than that. And here's what, and I really like his response. And this was written in 2013, so this was written a while ago. But he says this. He says, the most offensive thing, I believe, is Genesis 1:1 and everything it implies. So
what does that say?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So then he goes on to say, and I quote, "This is, I believe, a sovereign creator who is Lord and definer of all. Everything in the universe, the planet, the laws of physics, the laws of morality, you, me, everything was created by another, was designed by another, was given value and definition by another. God is creator and Lord, and so he is ultimate. That means we are created and subjects, and therefore derivative and dependent. Therefore, we are not free to create value or meaning. We have only two options. We can discover the true value assigned by the creator and revealed in his word, the Bible, or we can rebel against that meaning. Anytime you bring up questions about any of these issues, you do so from one of two stances. You either do it as someone advocating and enabling rebellion against the creator's design, or as someone seeking submissive understanding of that design. You do it as a servant or rebel. There is no third option." So, wait, I'm going to read this last part. So yeah, insofar as I'm consistent in my core beliefs, everything I think about sexuality, relationships, morals, and the whole nine yards, all of it is derived from what the creator says. If I deviate from that, I'm wrong. Ooh. End quote.
Yeah.
So the part about it, there's no third option. Yeah. So you're either advocating and enabling rebellion against the creator's design, or someone seeking submissive understanding of that design. Like, yeah. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, Jesus, he has this little, hey, you're either for me or against me. So yeah. Those who are for me obviously can't be against me.
Yeah.
So, and if you're not for me, then you are against me. Even though you're not actively saying, hey, I hate Jesus or whatever, you're not, starts with P, something. Jesus.
You're not persecuting?
You're not pushing Jesus. You're not proclaiming Jesus. And if Jesus is Lord over all, and if you're not telling the world that he's Lord, then yeah, you're spreading rebellion. So yeah, I agree with that, those two.
And I like that he says we can't create meaning or value. Like, it's already been created. Yeah. Like, we're just finding it. Like, yeah. Like, God gives us a brain to think through things and to be able... But I also like this guy because he brings it back to Jesus. He said, if I can say one more thing, I quote, "The first noun in that verse, beginning," so in the beginning, immediately points us forward. It points to an end. And the end is all about Jesus Christ. That takes us to the topic of God's world-tilting gospel. And that's what we really need to talk about. Yeah. So it comes back to, like, Christ. Like, yeah. Christ transforms us. And I know you can go to the argument, like, oh, I'm born this way. Like, what? Why would God create me this way if I'm not? Well, we're all born into sin.
Yeah. Like, it's ravishing the world. And people don't, I guess we like to downplay sin. We do. But it's ravishing the world, and it's really changing the world. And it is a big deal, and that's why God is going to destroy it all. Like...
Right. And I think this one, like, the reason this is such a hot topic is because it does deal with, like, your relationships, right? Like, we all want a companion. We want somebody to spend the rest of our lives with and all that. And then when you're telling me, like, oh, I'll have these certain feelings and these feelings are now wrong.
Yeah.
Then I don't like you now because you're telling me that my feelings are wrong and I know that I really like this person. So I can like who I want to like.
Yeah.
So don't tell me how to live my life. And that's not always like the, I'm not saying in a rude way, but it's like, it's kind of that idea, right? Like, I can understand that standpoint. Like, like my wife, Angela, like, I really like her. And if you told me, like, hey, we can't love her, I'm like, well, why not? I'm like, well, because it's against the rules.
Yeah.
Like, what rules? Like, I mean, it's kind of that, I get that. But at the same time, I didn't make the rules. If I'm going to play Candyland.
Well, yeah, I think people get caught up in losing, you don't have an eternal perspective. So you don't see the whole point of your whole life. And so since you see a smaller, like, we teach Truth Talk.
Yes.
Which is a class, and we talk to younger people about dating and stuff. We're like, oh, why are you dating that person? Your parents see things. Oh, they're pointing out stuff, but you don't agree with them. You still like this person, whatever. And then later on, like, oh yeah, we did. That didn't work out. Like, we can see where it's going, but they can't see it, or they don't want to see it. And they're like, this is how I want it to be.
Yeah.
And so it's like, there's more to us than just this one life. And so I think it's tough to be like, well, I feel like I'm missing out if I give up on this. If I go totally in, all in for God, I'm going to miss something. And it's, this isn't real or something I'm missing.
Right.
Yeah. And so I feel like a lot of people, I mean, that's why it's so hard, is because they lose that eternal perspective.
Yeah. I agree. And yeah, and I mean, this is obviously like a huge issue and we're not going to solve it now or resolve anything. But I mean, it's just something to think about. Like,
yeah.
Like when it comes down to it, who are you letting define your morality?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it, am I finding it in Christ? Like, am I finding my identity in him? Am I finding it in what the Supreme Court rules or what my parents say or what my friends say or what media is, social media?
Yeah, culture. I mean, you a couple episodes back talked about, maybe it's just even the last episode, the influencers on young people.
So yeah.
Culture, media, right? Friends, mm-hmm. parents way down, and then like church is way down there.
Yeah. I looked that up because I didn't know if I completely agreed. So I did some more research on that. Parents are still the number one influencer, but yeah. but that's when it comes like to morality and even sexuality. Like that's the thing. Like when a lot of times kids' choice whether to engage in premarital sex or whatever is greatly defined by their parents and what their parents say. And so so morality is a lot of is still parents have the most influence, but then right below that is friends. But friends have like more of an influence with like what I listen to or what I watch or like how I dress or even attitudes and stuff. But
it's also important to point out that it's not necessarily just what the parents say, but also what the parents have done.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
the example that the parents set through their actions.
Yeah,
that is very true. And so, but that defines you. Like your parents help define that for you. So whether it's by words or by action, you still like you base a lot of your morality on that. So maybe
it both translates the same way in like in my head what my parents have done and what my parents have told me and my upbringing it all translates as influence, but it's just different facets that input into my life in the same way.
So in this subject, like what's that verse about being shrewd as snakes or something? I don't know.
Be as gentle as a dove, but as shrewd as a serpent.
Serpent, yeah.
Like, so, be wise.
Yeah. So in this topic, like, if you're engaging, like, with people that don't believe the same as you, don't put them down. Don't say that you're an idiot. Don't yell. Don't argue.
Don't bash them with your faith, even.
Yeah, well, the Bible says that, like, that, we were talking about that earlier, too. Like, a lot of times, like, people don't believe the Bible as the ultimate authority anymore. And so, like, you've got to get them to see, like, okay, this is, like, Christ is the ultimate authority. Like, he's the creator of all. Like, God is creator. So,
thinking of it in that way, like, imagine if somebody came, you know, to you with a topic that you were discussing and, you know, just expected what he said or attempted to make what he said, like, change your entire, like, worldview and how you see things. Like, that's how it feels when, you know, somebody comes in, you know, Bible's a-thumping and guns a-blazing, like, that, like... There's a way to go about things. Like if I come in and I want to discuss something fairly with somebody who absolutely does not believe what I believe in, then it's not just going to be, you know, well, since God has the ultimate authority, I can say, you know, what I believe full on about God, and it's just going to change him. Like it takes like civil discussion and
and it takes that relationship. Because me like shouting out on Facebook like this is wrong and this is stupid and you're dumb and you believe like. That's not going to solve anything. That's just going to make people more angry and further, like, implant in them, like, all Christians are like this.
It'll make you look, like, incompetent.
Yeah.
In what you believe.
And so, hopefully, this will be the start of discussion. Have that discussion with your friends. Be civil. Be kind. Pray about it beforehand. I mean, use wisdom in engaging those conversations. So, all right, everybody take a deep breath.
All right.
Okay, we're gonna play "And Chocolate" to end this, so we'll end on a light note.
Yeah. So "And Chocolate," if you haven't,
Corbin wants to know what "And Chocolate" is.
"And Chocolate." So basically, you came up with this theory. It was really, really good. I think we've proven it so far. So we have this theory that if you have a movie title and you add "And Chocolate" to the end of it, it becomes like a romance.
Yeah.
So.
So James will say the movie title and then add the words "And Chocolate," and so I have to come up with a story. But I don't. It doesn't have to be the exact. Thing,
yeah, right? It doesn't have to do anything with the title.
It just it has to do with the title, but like But so if you,
we did Titanic, which is a love story.
Yeah, and so but Titanic and chocolate. It was about two boats that fell in love. So
now it was a boat and a glacier, right?
Oh yeah, and everybody said,
well, obviously didn't work out.
Yeah, but so it doesn't have to necessarily do with the exact. It just has to relate to the title of the movie. So
in honor of dinosaurs, we're gonna go with Jurassic World and chocolate.
Okay.
Jurassic World and chocolate.
So Jurassic World and chocolate. All right. Well, there are these two dinosaurs that really are like they hate each other, right?
Oh man.
So, but they have to go to dinosaur school together.
Ooh.
And while they're at dinosaur school, there's like an event that happens. So it was a guy and girl dinosaur. So Supreme Court hasn't been there yet. So
if they want to have other dinosaurs.
So this guy and girl dinosaur, they're teenage dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Tweenos? I'm trying to think of what a dinosaur teenager would be called. So like teenagers, I don't know.
Teen Rex.
Teen Rex. Oh, good, James. That's funny. It's a Teen Rex. in a Velociraptor.
Okay. It's going to be a Indominus Rex.
Indominus. Okay, so these two dinosaurs, they're in class together, and one gets up and has to do a show and tell, and the Teen Rex, the guy, completely messes it up.
But then the girl
starts to feel sorry for him and sees that, like, he's got a cute side to him. Aww. And so they fall in love.
Stubby arms.
Yeah, but so they end up, like, they decide that they're going to go out on a date. And he takes her to this park.
Yeah.
And they're going to make out. But he doesn't realize it's on the edge of a volcano and it erupts and they die.
All my
love stories have been tragedy.
Yeah. Actually, it's only one person who died.
Jurassic World and chocolate. It's in honor of Nicholas Sparks, because Nicholas Sparks kills somebody in this movie every time.
Nicholas Sparks, that was from last week if you didn't hear episode
12.
Jody
loves Nicholas Sparks, and it was I've never seen a Nicholas Sparks movie, but every one of them I heard that somebody dies. And it's like, it's always like tragic love. Like they fall in love and they're like, oh, but he's got to go off to war. And then she marries somebody else and he comes home from war. It's like, you didn't wait for me. She's like, I thought you were dead. She's like, well, now I'm going to be. And then gets hit by a train on accident. Like,
that's just crazy.
Yeah.
And chocolate.
Or his dad
good.
Shoots him. So, all right.
That's Academy Award winning right
there. Jurassic World and chocolate.
They are going to make a second one, so maybe it'll be about that.
There's that Dino World coming out soon.
Dino World. What is that? What
the
heck is
that? New Pixar movie. I don't know if it's called Dino World.
Not Dino World. The Little Dinosaur.
The Little Dinosaur. No, same thing.
That's a thing?
Wow. Yeah. Well, there's a dinosaur.
It's about if the meteor that hit Earth and like caused the dinosaurs to all die, if it missed Earth. And so all the dinosaurs still live, and then people and dinosaurs hang out together.
And they talk.
And then they go to a volcano and get killed.
Well, lots of fun stuff.
We're way over time. Sorry. All right, thanks
for listening. Do we have any plugs?
I don't know.
I know we got music by Trevor Ryan.
Yep.
You can check him out.
At soundcloud.com.
Like Lions.
Like Lions. I think that's one word.
Yeah, it's one word. Like Lions. I looked him up the other day. He's great. He's coming out with CDs soon.
He is.
Or he is out. I don't even know.
I think it's soon. I think it's releasing.
So,
intimate.
Pretty cool. You can download it.
Intimate. And what's that word? Like, it means it's coming
imminent.
Soon. Imminent. Yeah. Two different things.
Man,
eventually.
English.
It's coming out.
That's why I use simple English words. let's see. You can email us because lots of stuff. Like, don't forget to leave a review.
Review at iTunes.com.
Our
podcast app on your phone.
So, but you can email us at podcastviewfinder@gmail.com.
All right. Thanks. Corbin, for joining us.
Yeah, Corbin. No great. It's
fun.
Bringing his wisdom.
Wisdom.
I don't know why you just did that.
I saluted.
Well, who are you saluting?
The angels flying over.
That's
all right.
Hail Hydra. They're there.
Thanks, everybody. Right. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Podcast Viewfinder.